What's up, you all? This is Dr. Jewel, and we are back to Your Mind Matters with who? Dr. Jewel and Jay Bold in the house.
It's so good to be back.
Oh, my goodness. Jay Bold, we matching today.
We are matching. Yeah, who are we rapping?
TSU, baby.
All right. What's all right. I mean, the song. It's a song that goes,
I'm so glad I went to TSU. And it goes, glory, hallelujah.
Woo!
I'm so glad.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I know. That's right. We repping TSU in the house. We had to do that, man.
We did.
Man, that school is everything. And
don't
it really
judge
was
our
a blessing
harmonies.
Us. I know. Please don't. Don't mess with my head, because your mind matters. You know what I mean? You know, can I need some positive
We can harmonize.
Absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely.
It's just that one time may
we
not
messed
have,
up. It was small. Yeah. But look, you all, we're going to talk about... We're going to have some fun today. Well, we're going to talk about some things. Man, this one, Jay Bold, while I was coming up with it, I was like, this is going to be a little hairy, all right?
Uh-oh.
You know we talk about mental health, mental wellness, mental illness here and the church, all right? All that kind of woven in because, you know, that's just how we roll.
Mm.
But look, Jay Bold, we're going to talk about the power of perception.
Uh-oh.
Jay Bold, the P word.
The P word.
The P word, perception. Perception is...
everything.
Everything.
It's even reality for a lot of people.
Baby, and your perception can be so whacked. Jay Bold.
Okay. So maybe we need a definition.
Okay, wait a minute. Jay Bold, you always trying to come with the definition first. Let's set it up. Okay,
hold on
there, because I want to tell everybody why we got to deal with perception first.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to deal with perception. Why? Because how you perceive things is everything, Jay Bold.
Yeah.
Your perception, my perception is everything. And I don't know about you, but perception... man, you mature in your perception.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that's the goal.
That ain't always
the end game for everybody, you know. But the goal is that, you know, your perception changes over time as you mature, as you have lived experiences, as you grow, as you learn. You start realizing that, okay, so this is one thing that my mother used to say. Okay, you give me another one if you know it. She said, "Baby, everything that sparkles ain't gold." Remember, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, did you ever get one?
Your mama also said that some
talking about my mama Jay Bold on
some here. People are angels with dirty faces.
Oh yeah, baby. She's that angels and dirt. Ain't it a scripture that has something
to do? No.
Yes it is. Is wolves in sheep's clothing.
Oh yes, wolves in sheep's clothing.
That's see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or people disguise themselves as an angel of light.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible was all about that thing.
It's
the
true.
Bible was telling
it's
us, because you know, and we all about the church.
Yeah.
Look, the Bible tells
the little
us that.
Foxes.
Come on now. So he was trying to tell us, I think God in his word was trying to tell us, don't be hoodwinked. You feel me?
Yeah.
Don't be hoodwinked, because your perception can be messed up. And what you think is cool, what you think is good, may not be everything that it looks how it appears, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to talk about that, y'all, because our perception of things guides our existence. You know, how your perception guides what you do, how you act, how you respond, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about other people. That's right. How you maneuver your life, your goals, you know, what you think you can accomplish, all of that. So perception is everything. So woe to us if we don't start talking about this and what it means. And just even stories in the Bible that talk about perception and perception being off.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not David's perception was whacked about himself and Nathan the prophet had to come up in there like, dude, the man is you. I'm just saying right there. So I just recently, you know, preached a sermon on perception.
Yes.
All right. And the power of perception. So I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to chop it up about perception because, again, it is so major. And I really, truly believe that if we don't watch it, our perceptions can be so away from what God, where he wants it to be. And as a result of that, we will see him in a messed up way. We will see ourselves in a messed up way. We will see our purpose and destiny in a messed up way. So we've got to get these minds right. We got to get our perception right. You know, I want to go to the book. Like you say, Jay, but we'll go to the book. Let's go to Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it says, you know, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, baby, so that you may know, they ain't say baby, but I put that's for emphasis, so that you may know that good, and perfect, and acceptable will of God. Right? So you know what? So I brought this little demonstration here. I don't know if, you know, because I'm a, you see, I got a red cup. You know why, J-Ball?
Why?
Because I'm a red cup kind of girl. All right, so here we go.
It's red for the blood.
And look, here we go. There you go, J-Ball. You've been on it. Okay, so look. You got this. So what I did, J-Ball, okay, I put some water in my red cup, and I put it in the freezer. Try to get this demonstration right. If I mess it up, it is what it is. But this is the way we're going, right? So check this out. So, of course, you see J-Ball is conformed to the image of this cup, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, it tells us to not be conformed to this world. So it lets me know that there's a propensity for us to be conformed to the image of the world.
Facts.
Because we in the world, we shouldn't be of the world, but some of us have got that thing twisted, okay? So I need to bring you back. Come back. All right, but okay, so here you go, all right? So be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So this is what I want to bring up here. In order to transform this piece of ice, it's got to undergo some heat, some pressure, some got to hit. It's going to take some work to transform that, okay? It's going to take some work to transform our minds out of a world, a propensity for it to be structured around the world, okay? All right? So that means it's got to be an intentional effort to transform this block right here.
Yeah.
And so what am I saying, J-Bow? Perception, it's going to take intentionality. It's going to take strength, and it's going to take power. But not our power. It's going to take the Holy Spirit in us, God in us, the power that works in us to help us to continuously transform our minds so that it will come out of maybe the world bent and so it can be transformed so it can look more like Jesus. You feel me? So I want to talk about that, you know, mental health and wellness perception, all right? So, J-Ball, you know, like they did in old school, read.
Well, let's just go to Webster.
Come on, Webster.
Perception in humans is the process whereby sensory stimulation is translated into organized experience. So what you see, feel, hear really becomes your reality.
Live it how you give it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really. Wow. So basically, yeah, everything. So what you're saying here, okay, because I don't want, I need to make this thing as clear as I can. Yes. So basically what you're saying is that I could smell something. And based on my perception, it could smell good to me.
Yes.
But it could stink to you.
It could.
Okay. All right.
And I might really be emphatic about it. I could argue you down.
Absolutely. And come for me.
Yeah.
Because it stinks to you. But I'm saying, because that's just your perception, right? Another thing, like a six, like a number. I may see six and you may see nine.
Yeah.
Depending on
what side I'm on, how I'm looking at it.
Oh, come on now. Yeah. And then I'm coming for you because I see six, you see nine, but I'm not considering anything about you while you're seeing it like that.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so perception is a booger.
That's right.
Okay? Perception can be skewed. Okay? I'm bringing this up. Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, like, I know some dudes, like, when I was college, used to talk about having their beer goggles on. All right? You know,
beer goggles.
You too safe for a beer goggle?
Well... Tell me more.
Okay, tell you more. I like that. That was very therapeutic. All right, so look, a beer goggle. That's when you done had a few drinks too many.
Okay.
And people start looking a little differently after you, like, you... You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, your whole perception. You know, this person, normally if you have your big goggles on, you'd be like, nah, I'm good. But when those big goggles come on, then you may, you know, be like, they look good, baby. They are. That's it right there. That's my wife. You know, so again... So, you know, even there are things that can alter your perception. You feel me? Yeah. You know, so perception is just different. Yeah. So, you know, I want to talk about that as we pertain to us being really mentally, emotionally well. Mm-hmm. Perception matters, J-Bold. Perception matters. And so, you know, even when you look back in the Bible, right, you look at Eve. I want to go all the way back to the beginning because I need people to put some respect on perception, all right? I need people to put some respect on perception because even when you go back to Eve, right? Eve was in the garden, chilling, her Adam, they could eat anything in there except from the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
multiple
right?
Trees, baby, like a whole forest.
Whole thing, okay? The perception, God is good, God is gracious in giving you all these things and made all this provision for you. They was walking around naked, like nobody even had to buy no clothes. No, none of that. Everything was like cool. You know what I mean? The next thing you know, the serpent comes up in here and messes with Eve's mind. I think that, yeah.
That's
it's in the
clear.
It's in the book.
Did
God really say?
She knows he said what he said.
But then he was like, basically, you know, he knows if you eat of this tree right here, that you're going to be as smart as he is. Okay? Change Eve's whole perception about God being good, faithful, provision, that's just this amazing God, you know, watching over her. Oh, baby, that was over with.
And then Adam followed because
her
perception became infectious.
Oh, Jonathan, that was it right there. Perception can be infectious. That's for real.
Yeah.
Because you can infect people with your perception, whether or not it's right or totally wrong.
Right.
How many people you done took with you because your perception was jacked up? Okay, if we want to take a body count, I mean, and I ain't talking about that kind of body. I'm talking about, I'm talking about them. Okay, like, mind count. Okay, how many people, J-Bold, have you taken with you based on your perception? And you've taken them down a road that was not even cool. You done railroad. You done took people down a road based on your perception.
I've definitely used my influence at times to cause others to feel the same way that I felt about other people.
Yes.
I can't even count.
Okay, you can't even count.
No.
Yeah. Because you took that charming amazingness of yours and, you know, just all of that.
Yeah.
And yeah, your perception, you just infected people like, and next thing you know, everybody going down there with you.
It's true.
Okay. What they call it now? Messy.
Yeah.
They call it messy. So look, J-Bone. Okay. So I want to go back to perception. All right. Because perception is real. And like I said, even in the Bible starts off with Eve being messed up perception about the goodness of God and gave her everything. And then somebody came up there and messed up her head and was the serpent, messed up her head, had her thinking that God wasn't good. Next thing you know, she done messed up all mankind.
Mm.
Okay, that's a point right there. Your perception being off can jack up a whole lot of stuff.
That's
what I mean? You can take a whole lot of people with you on that thing, okay? So I think the thing that we should get from this, J-Bold, is that we got to guard and we really got to guard our perception. And we got to make sure that our perception is spiritual and healthy because there are a whole lot of things out here on the street that mess with our perception.
That's right.
Okay, so let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so look, okay, few things.
Mm-hmm.
Media.
Yes.
Baby, them reels done messed up everybody's perception.
Yeah, and they're so quick.
I mean,
so fast.
I mean, injection real quick. Next thing you know, you thinking things, acting like you know everything about a story. Mm. You don't know nothing.
No.
A reel done guided you. Now, your whole perception done changed about one thing because of a reel. Okay? So media, what you listen to, another thing, J-Bo, like when I was doing doing home visits mm-hmm. for seniors, you know, doing their physicals in their homes. And a lot of my seniors suffer from anxiety. You know why? Because they have CNN on every TV in the house loud, and that's all they looking at all day, every day. And they're like, I don't know what's going to happen to the world. Oh, my God. What is going to happen? They stressed out, y'all, stressed out because of media.
And all they had to do was change the channel.
Come on. All they had to do was change the channel. But their perception about the world, their safety, whether or not they were going to have Medicare, Medicaid, whether or not they were going to have insurance, whether they were going to live, all that totally messed up for no reason. Perception totally messed up. Yeah. So media, you know, so the question becomes, man, what are you feeding yourself? Because your media shapes your perception. It can be healthy or unhealthy. Ain't no different than eating one Oreo or eating the whole box. You feel me? One Oreo may be all right, but the whole box may send you into something, you know, you may not want to eat a whole box. So, you know, here. So media, okay? Another thing that clouds your perception.
What else?
Family.
Ooh. I mean, you spend a lot of time.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. But some of them.
Just think about the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Years. Generation after generation fighting. Don't even know why they was fighting.
Don't even know why.
Because they've been infected with the perception virus. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so next thing you know, they fighting each other. Don't even know why.
That's right.
It'll do it. You know, perception is everything. Your friends.
Oh, yes.
Will mess with your perception. Okay. You know, another thing too, like media, I want to go back to media too, friends, all that stuff like that, because, you know, all that kind of plays together, but like media will even make you think that you need to change stuff about yourself, your perception of your looks, your perception of what success is, your perception of a relationship. All of that can be shaped by media, you know? So and it can affect you real quick. Yeah. Next thing you know, what you were satisfied with, like Eve, what you were satisfied with, all of a sudden you're disgruntled. Next thing you know, you loved your husband, your wife, you loved your significant other. Next thing you know, they lacking. They ain't good enough. You know what I mean? Ooh. Come on now. I'm just saying, if it hits you, say ouch. You know what I mean? But look, we can upgrade our perception. That's what this show is all about, man. We ain't going to just leave you there. Yeah. You know, we gonna deal with it. But look, another thing that'll shape your perception.
What else?
Trauma.
Ooh. Mm. That's a big one.
The big T. The big T. What you think about that, J-Ball?
I mean, depending on what you've experienced and the level of trauma that you have, it can totally cause you to process other individuals and think that everyone's a threat.
Absolutely.
Or everything is a threat.
Absolutely.
You just never know.
Right. If I had a bad experience with you, anybody that looked like you, smell like you, got hair like you, everything about you, my perception of you is off. You feel me? And so we got to be careful of that. You know, just because you were in a bad relationship.
That's right.
All relationships after that are not going to be bad. You know what I mean? You got to give them a chance. So I know a lot of people single. Man, I'm like, you're going to stay single. You know why? Because your perception is off. Mm. Everybody ain't bad. Everybody is not trying to take advantage of you. That's just true. Because it looks like this. I mean, because look, even in PTSD, check this out. One thing about PTSD and how it messes with, you know, why it's a mental illness is because it's a perception issue, right? So check this out. Your brain is such a unique organ, J-Bold, that it connects things together really quickly.
Okay.
So, for example, let's say, and I'm just going to use a real easy analogy. It's just something crazy that I'm make up. But like green people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you think that all green people have money, okay, then what you're going to do is your perception. I mean, if somebody says green people have money, green is amazing. Green is great. Green means money. So what you don't realize is that you'll start shaping your thoughts. Your perception will be, oh, you got on green? What if you have money? And if you have a couple of dollars, they can be like, oh my goodness, that was right. Green people do have money.
Yeah.
Green people have money. So the next thing you know, you're looking at all green people with money. So when the blue person comes, and if you think blue is broke, then you're going to treat the green people in a certain way and the blue people in a certain way. Because blue is broke. So if you have a product, you're going to try to sell it to the green people because you've associated with blue with broke, okay? You may have met one blue broke person, but if your perception starts shaping itself around that one fact, even though it's totally messed up, if you start shaping yourself around that, you'll start running your life like that. Yeah. You'll start treating people like that. You feel me? Yeah. And so you have to be careful of your association, and your brain will take shortcuts. It does it all the time, J-Bo. Mm. It does it. It's like, let me make this quick association so I can go and think about everything else that I got to think about, okay? Yeah. So it makes connections. So you want to think about it. Blue people broke. Let's go down here. What are we going to do tomorrow? How are we going to study? All of that. All of that your brain is doing because it's already connected those dots. Doesn't have to waste time on that.
Yeah.
What we're going to have to do in renewing our minds, we're going to have to stop that brain and say, no. All blue people, just because you're blue, doesn't mean you're broke.
That's right.
And just because you're green,
doesn't mean
that you have money, okay? This green person can be broke, okay? But you've got to actually be intentional.
Yes.
And reshape your mind, okay? Pause, okay? And allow God to say, you know what? That's not who this person is. This person, this blue person.
What are the non-disputable facts?
Come on now. We got to deal with that, J-Bald. Yes. So I want to talk about that. So trauma.
Yes.
Can kind of mess up the way you see the world. All right. That's if you've been hurt, you've been injured. We got to talk if you've been touched inappropriately. Yeah. You know, anything. That will shape your perception, y'all. And we can't deny that. What you've been through matters.
It does.
It matters. And it shapes your reality. It may not actually be the reality, but it's your reality. Yeah. And until we get that thing reshaped, then you're going to stick with that reality because to you, that reality is safe. But what am I saying? One more thing before we move on. Like mental illness will mess with your, perception.
That's right.
If you're mentally ill, if you're mentally not well, let's say you have depression as your diagnosis, right? Then you may see things as negative.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing works, nothing matters, nothing is good. You catastrophize everything. That's a distortion. We're gonna talk about those, okay? Yeah. So what happens is with mental illness, it sets you up for perception deficits. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. It sets you up for perception deficits. So perception is powerful because the way I think it is the way I live it.
Yeah.
So then the question becomes, why are we, this is what I want to throw out here. Why do we just feed our minds anything and think that our perceptions are going to be good of stuff? Like, how do we think that if we, like, okay, let's say you got a diet of 100% or 95% messy. Messy people, messy conversations, just messy, all right? Why do you think that all of a sudden your perceptions of life, the world, reality ain't going to be messy?
Because that's not me. I mean, that would happen to someone else. I'm in control of all my emotions and my thoughts, and none of that would ever affect me.
Mm.
That's just not who I am.
That's not who you are. So you don't have the power for your perception to be altered.
No, because I control that.
Mm, okay.
Now, that could happen to them.
But not you.
But not me.
Mm, okay. And so you may think a little higher of yourself than you ought to.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because, you swim with, what are some of the things that older people used to say, like, if you hang with something, you'd be like, whatever. You
lay down with dogs.
That's what it was. You get fleas. You know what I mean? And so we really got to, it's some wisdom in some of the things they said, even though you were like, dog, who lays down with dogs? But you know what? It was something in that. You feel me? And so the thing is that we have to realize that our perceptions, who we allow to infect our perception. Your perception will be infected all the time. You don't even realize. Look, there are people with billion-dollar industries, million-dollar industries. Their job is to mess with your perception.
Yeah. They study it.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're psychologists. That's what they do. That's what they do, industrial. I mean, they study the brain and how we think and what makes us and motivates us to move and to make certain decisions. So they're dealing with our perceptions all the time. So my thing is that how are we going to get our perceptions back? Yeah. How are we going to get our perceptions in control? So I want to talk about a few things that come against us. You know, when we're talking about being mentally well, yeah. All right, I want us to have a few checkpoints here. All right. So, again, we're not here to shame anybody.
That's right.
We don't want to shame anybody because the person can be us, okay? I'm just saying. We'll put ourselves out here in a minute. Yeah. But I want to deal with this concept, okay? And basically what it's called is cognitive distortions.
Okay.
Okay. So
what's an example?
Okay. So a cognitive distortion, let me just talk about it. Look, cognitive distortion is just how your mental is kind of challenge, how it derails, how it's distorted, okay? So how your mind can kind of see things a little differently than what they really are, how your brain can be distorted and to believe in certain things.
Yeah.
So we want to give you all a few cognitive distortions. Yeah. So J-Bone, I'm going to pass it to you. You came up with one good one. Come on, tell me one.
Well. There was this time where I had a job, and this job was really great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was doing well. I was really operating in my gift, and I perceived that I received a demotion when I didn't. Mm-hmm. I was making the same money. Mm-hmm. My title changed. Mm-hmm. They were going to bring someone in to be over me, and I did not feel like that was fair.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused me to move out of position because I got angry. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? Maybe I'm just not good enough. And they think that I'm not worthy of having some sort of promotion. Or they just really don't trust me. Mm. Or you know what? Good things can't happen to me anyway. So because something may have been good, I ended up self-sabotaging myself and moving out of position in a way, and I'm still recovering from that.
Ooh, what's the name of that that distortion? Mm. You know what that's called?
What's it called?
I'm going to give it to you. Mental filtering.
Mm.
Negative mental filtering.
Yeah.
And that is when sometimes you focus on the one negative thing, and you can't see anything else positive that's going on, you know, with you. Yeah. So you kind of looked at that, you thought it was a demotion, you focus more on that than how you were growing, working and operating in your talent and ability.
Yeah.
You kind of will discredit that. Man, that's called mental filtering, JB. Mm. So that is a cognitive distortion. Yeah. And you know, if you're out there, you know, many people operate in this distortion. Many people do, okay? And so if you're that person and you're like, you focus on, okay, so if you're an athlete and you've done very, very well in your field, you're at the top of your game and you have one bad season or one bad game, and the next thing you know, you identify and just start just hammering away at yourself because of that, then, you know, it could be a couple of things. It could be negative mental filtering where your brain, okay, distorts reality, all right? You are an excellent athlete. You have proven yourself. You have, you know, you're varsity or you're a pro or whatever. You're doing well in this field. That one particular thing that happened that wasn't positive does not guide who you are, okay, the essence of who you are. But what you will do when you have this cognitive distortion, you will just block out all of the positive. You will lean into that negative, and then you will associate yourself and measure yourself by that one negativity. One negative thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's real. We do, man, J-Bo, we do it all the time. Yes. We take, you know, I seen someone get a great evaluation.
Yeah.
Okay, they may get fours and fives. They get one, that 3
point scale.
Oh, that 5-point scale that just throws us off. So we get 1-3. We get 1-3. We get all the bonuses, the accolades, the everything. We get the promotion, but we focus on that 3. No, they didn't give me a 3.
Even though you're meeting expectations.
You're meeting expectations. Yeah. And you can't be perfect at everything. That's, you feel right. me? But that 3, next thing you know, you all weak. Didn't you just get a promotion? Yeah, you know, I'm the first. I'm doing the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that 3, you salty for 2 months. You can't let that 3 alone, okay?
And then you're judging other people. You're thinking about, oh, well, so-and-so, I think they got a 5. You don't even know.
Baby, comparing. Another distortion where you spend your time comparing yourself to other people, you know, measuring yourself. That is a distortion. That's a cognitive distortion. So comparing, that's another one. Are you a comparer? Are you always looking at people, places, and things and measuring yourself against them all the time? Okay. That's a problem. All right. Yeah. That's not being mentally healthy. Another thing, personalization. When everything is personal. Okay. Ooh. Personalization. All right.
It can be something as simple as, they didn't say good morning to me. I know they saw me.
So I must be, what's wrong with me? You know, what's going on?
Maybe they don't
like me. Oh, yeah. My gosh. And, you know, maybe I don't look good enough. Yeah. I mean, everything is about you, okay? Yeah. So what am I saying? Man, there are many cognitive distortions that cloud our perception of ourselves, the world, the people, you know, people around us, things around us, and they guide everything that we do. What you think is what you become. What you think of things, okay, is how you react, is how you maneuver the world, okay? And so it is very important that we take note of that and say, okay, what are some things that I can do to help my perception to be better? So first of all, I want to, you know, conclude the show with this. I want to give you a few tools. All right. That's what I want to do. So perception is everything. How you view things matters. So you may say, all right, Dr. Jewel, my perception, you know, I personalize. You know, everything is personal. I compare myself a lot, okay? You know, I kind of hone in on the negative all the time. I want you to know that that's not mentally healthy. So we got to get your mind right, okay? So the thing is that, how can you transform your mind? Well, I'm talking to the church right now because, you know, I'm a church. That's what we're going to do here, all right? So there's a way. We were told that the only way that our mind can be reset, we've got to renew our minds, is through transformation. Transformation comes by the work of the Holy Spirit, okay? Yeah. But it's also intentional. So the thing is, you're like, okay, Dr. Joe, what does that mean? That means, man, you're going to have to do some things. You're going to have to put in some work. Your mind just not going to automatically change just because you like, I need my mind to change. You had to put some work in it. So some of the things you watching that's helping to kind of guide your perception, you may have to go through a detox on that joker. You feel me? You may have to go to rehab on that. All right. So, you know, what am I saying? All right. So rehab, what you looking at, what you watching, what's going in your head, you may have to change that a little bit. So what they call them some breaks. You know, again, like I said, detox, you got to come up off of it. Titrate yourself off of that joker because it's messing with your head more than you think so. Okay, now, friends.
Who are you listening
to? Who are you listening to? Mm. Like, you know, if you got that one messy friend, they call you in the morning. Every morning they call you up with a bunch of mess. Next thing you know, you woke up happy, energized, ready to, and when you get off the phone, your perception of everybody is jacked up because they think it's their gift to the world to tell you everything jacked up about everybody. Mm. You know, you're not getting anything positive there. You may want to watch that. You may want to say, you know what? Nah, my perception, I'm mad at people, got an attitude with people, and don't even know why. Because you know what? You're filtering everything through that person's perception, which I'm telling y'all could be totally messed up, all right? Because yeah. they could have a distortion. So you put your confidence in somebody that's not even mentally healthy, all right? Then another thing, trauma. Y'all, you got to start talking to people. How do you, you know, so again, I need you maybe to detox off of things, all right? Another thing, if you got trauma, all right? If you've had trauma in your life, you've been mentally, emotionally, verbally, sexually abused, and you haven't dealt with that thing, and your perception of the world, people, places, and things are messed up as a result of it, and you know they are, man, you just get some help. Yeah. Get some help. Go to therapy, all right? Get some, and if you have a underlying mental illness, all right, you're saying, you know, I just feel low all the time. I just anxious all the time. I don't know why, because my mind just keeps spiraling over the same thing over and over again. I can't just get things out my head. We can help you. That could be an underlying mental illness that messes with your perception and your view of the world. So what are you? You're afraid of everything. You fear everything. When you're talented, you're gifted. There are so many things that God has for you to do with your life, but your fear immobilizes you. And so what I'm sharing with you is that I want for you to get some help with that so that your mind can be healthy, so you can fulfill that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God for your life. So you got to put some skin in the game. You feel me, J-Bo? Yeah. You got to come off of certain things. People, places, things. If there's certain places you go, certain places you hang, it's messing with your mind, all right? You got to come up off of that thing. But I tell people all the time, man, you got to pray. You got to ask God to show you where those distortions are, because sometimes you can't even come. You don't even know your mind messed up, that's okay? Right. So go to some people that love you, that say, you know what? You always negative, or you always look at things and process things this way.
And love you enough
to tell you. You feel me?
That's love.
Baby, now that's love, honey. Get around people that help you. Get in this book right here.
Yeah.
Okay? Because this book will help. You
can't not be in the Word.
You can't not be in the book. All right? So go in here, read the Word, and then prayer, man. Pray, God, man. Ask God, man. I think like this.
Yeah.
My perception of the world is messing with me. People, it's messing with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray. God help me. And God will do it. You know what I mean? So I just want to get some books, podcasts. You listening to me? At least I'm throwing it out here. You feel me?
Yeah.
Do some things to help yourself. Because you know what? Where your mind goes, everything else follows, J-Bo.
That's right.
All right? So perception matters, y'all. Perception matters. So look, that's all we got for you on this podcast. Man, thanks for joining. And look, we'll see you next time on Your Mind Matters with Dr. Jewel. All right, J-Bo. Peace. TSU. Ah, yeah. Bye, y'all.